The 1800 United States presidential election was one of the most dramatic and pivotal contests in American history. It wasn't just about choosing the next president, it was about the soul of the young republic. The candidates, the electorate, and the state of the nation all converged into a whirlwind of conflict, ideology, and intrigue. By the time the dust settled, the election revealed not only the nation's political maturity, but also its fragility. 1800 was a landslide. On one side, there was John Adams, the incumbent president and a Federalist. Adams was a key figure in the American Revolution and had served as George Washington's vice president before taking the highest office. His Federalist Party advocated for a strong central government, close ties with Britain, and an economy based on manufacturing and trade. But Adams faced criticism even within his own party, especially for his handling of foreign affairs. His decision to sign the Alien and Sedition Acts in 1798, laws that restricted speech critical of the government and made it harder for immigrants to gain citizenship, alienated many Americans, including immigrants who had leaned Federalist. These laws were seen by many as overreaches of federal power, stoking fears of authoritarianism. Opposing him was Thomas Jefferson, the sitting vice president, representing the Democratic-Republican Party. Jefferson championed the agrarian ideal, emphasizing the importance of farmers and local governance. His vision of America clashed sharply with the Federalist desire for a strong central authority. Jefferson and his party believed in a decentralized government that prioritized individual liberties and aligned more with France than Britain in foreign affairs. This wasn't just about policy differences. It was about two fundamentally different visions for the country's future. The electorate of 1800 was vastly different from what we think of today. Voting was restricted to white, property-owning men in most states. So the people deciding this election represented a narrow slice of the population. Moreover, states had varying rules about how electors were chosen. Some states allowed the legislature to appoint electors directly, while others let the voters decide. This patchwork system meant that the concept of the popular vote, as we understand it, didn't exist. Campaigning also looked very different. Candidates didn't stump for votes directly. Instead, their surrogates, newspapers, and pamphlets waged fierce battles on their behalf. Media bias was blatant, with Federalist and Democratic-Republican presses slinging insults and accusations that would make modern attack ads look tame. The state of the nation in 1800 added fuel to the fire. The country was still finding its footing after gaining independence just a few decades earlier. The Federalist policies under Washington and Adams had established a strong foundation, including the creation of a national bank and a robust federal judiciary. But these same policies also deepened divisions, especially between the urban, industrializing North and the rural, agrarian South. Internationally, the United States was navigating a precarious position between Britain and France, both of whom were at war. The Federalists favored Britain, while the Democratic-Republicans sympathized with revolutionary France. This foreign entanglement exacerbated domestic tensions, as people argued about what kind of nation the United States should aspire to be. The election itself was nothing short of chaotic. The Constitution's original framework created a flaw in the electoral process. Each elector cast two votes without distinguishing between their choice for president and vice president. In 1800, the Democratic-Republican ticket of Jefferson and Aaron Burr aimed to sweep the electoral votes, but they ended up tied with 73 votes each. Adams, the sitting president, came in third with 65 votes, and his running mate Charles Coates with Pinckney got 64. The tie between Jefferson and Burr meant the election was thrown into the House of Representatives, where Federalists still held significant power. This wasn't a simple process. It took 36 ballots and intense political maneuvering over several days before Jefferson was finally declared the winner. Calling the 1800 election a landslide might seem strange given the tie and the subsequent drama in the House of Representatives. But in many ways, it was. Jefferson's victory marked a decisive shift in American politics, often referred to as the Revolution of 1800. It was the first peaceful transfer of power between political parties in U.S. history, proving that the new system of government could handle ideological conflict without descending into violence. Jefferson's party also secured majorities in Congress, giving the Democratic-Republicans control over the federal government. The election was a landslide in another sense. It crushed the Federalist Party's dominance. While they remained a political force for a few more years, the Federalists never again won the presidency after Adams. Their base of support in the Northeast was too narrow, and their elitist image increasingly alienated the growing, diversifying electorate. Meanwhile, Jefferson and the Democratic Republicans capitalized on their appeal to the common man, particularly in the South and the burgeoning Western territories. But the election also highlighted the fragility of the nation's institutions. The prolonged tie in the House of Representatives exposed weaknesses in the Electoral College system. This eventually led to the passage of the 12th Amendment in 1804, which required electors to cast separate votes for president and vice president. The vitriol and partisan division of the campaign also set a precedent for bitterly contested elections in the future. The 1800 election wasn't just about Jefferson defeating Adams. It was about a young nation grappling with its identity and setting the stage for its future. The deep ideological divides, the flawed electoral process, and the fierce political rivalries were all part of a broader story about the evolution of American democracy. It wasn't a perfect system, but it endured. Jefferson's victory symbolized not just a change in leadership, but a validation of the republic itself, a testament to its resilience in the face of challenge. That's why, even with all its imperfections, the 1800 election stands as one of the most important milestones in U.S. history.